This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns.
What's the payoff?
The payoff is, you know, what has one thumb and likes to rock? This guy.
And you point to yourself?
You point one thumb at yourself.
Oh.
And Chad P.
Thank you for listening to the doc ridicule me about Dave Grohl.
Listen to it again.
Class is in.
Rock School, the day after the Saints went marching in to win the Super Bowl.
Whoa.
Fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
Now, they may have won the Super Bowl, but let's be honest, what's important? This is the day after Joe Burns picks the songs that The Who plays at halftime. Not only did I pick them, I picked them in the right order. Oh. They came out with Pinball Wizard, Who Are You, Baba O'Reilly.
Ah. Yes, that easily overshadows the 43-year championship in the making.
It does. I believe it does. I think I'm going to get a write-up in the newspaper.
You very well could. Now, this show is being recorded the Monday after the Super Bowl win.
Right,
so
it is.
Our voices are scratching.
Mine's
our
terrible.
Head is still rocking. I had fireworks shot at my car. It was insane.
I'm Joe Burns. You are.
I'm Chad P.
And Chad, I don't even have a show set up. I had no time to put it together. Save me, Chad P. Save me.
I'm here. I am here. This is a show that I actually asked for last year in 2009, and Doc said, okay, sometime in February, kid.
Yeah. So I'm okay with this. I didn't have to do any research.
So
what do you
go.
Got?
If you listen to the show regularly, you already know that Doc's a guitarist and I am a drummer.
Yeah, man.
So today I've put together a list of my favorite drummers.
Cool.
I don't have one particular favorite drummer. I have a whole plethora of them. So we're just going to go ahead and go down the line. I'm going to give you some information about them, tell you some little known facts, and we're going to hear some great music. Ready?
Let me check myself carefully. Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
Okay.
We're going all the way back into the 1940s.
Wow, to start.
Gene Krupa.
A big band guy.
Big band guy.
Yeah.
American jazz drummer. Born in 1909, died in 1973. He was only 64. He died of leukemia and heart failure.
That stinks.
But he was known for his flamboyant style, and he really specialized in that swing music. You know, have you ever seen the movie Pearl Harbor?
Like the Babaloo stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He specialized in that stuff. So when swing kind of started to phase out, that bebop style started to take over, and he really didn't fit that. So he retired in the early 1960s and opened up a music school.
Hmm.
Guess who one of his star pupils was?
I couldn't even begin. I don't know much about drumming.
Peter Criss.
Of Kiss.
Of Kiss.
No kidding.
No kidding. Here's Gene Krupa performing with the Benny Goodman Big Band. This song's called Sing, 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 and it's right here on Rock School. That Gene Krupa with the Benny Goodman Big Band. I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
I really wish that I could have been alive in that era, because I know that I would have enjoyed just going to those swing clubs and listening to those guys. Just, I mean, amazing music. You don't hear stuff like that anymore.
Yeah, you'd have had to learn to drink your scotch neat.
Rock School, we're talking about Chad's favorite drummers. That was Gene Krupa. And now we're going to talk about a guy that, according to Gene Krupa, listen to this, was the greatest drummer to have ever drawn breath. How'd you like to have that title?
Not bad.
Pretty good. Bernard Buddy Rich.
One-handed drum roll.
Yeah.
That's the one thing I can, I know nothing of drums, but Buddy Rich I know, and the one-handed drum roll is what I've always heard about Buddy Rich.
This guy had incredible speed, arguably the greatest jazz drummer of all time. We're going to listen to a live solo from back in 1978, but here's also a thing that...
A drum solo, like an Inagata DeVita type thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay.
Here's the one thing that you probably already know about Rich. You know he had a horrible temper.
Oh, he did?
He had such a short fuse. He would threaten to fire members of his band almost all the time. He rarely ever did it.
Yeah.
He had such a bad temper that actually the Beastie Boys paid homage to him in the Sabotage song, "I'm Buddy Rich When I Fly Off the Handle."
Really?
Yes, sir. Let's listen to Buddy Rich Fly Off the Handle. This is from 1978, a live solo, and it's right here on Rock School. School, one
Speed.
Of my favorite drummers, Speed.
No, they didn't play huge kits back then.
No.
They played little five-piece kits like you would sort of get, you know, if you were starting on drums, little Perloid kits.
Believe it or not, most of them actually played with one tom.
Oh, really?
One roll of tom and then one floor tom. So two toms total. So a five-piece was actually a four-piece.
So a floor tom, a snare, a kick drum, one tom, snare, and
cymbals.
how many cymbals would you have?
Depending on, like, Buddy Rich played a lot of different cymbals. He mastered on the hi-hat. But in that piece you just heard, Buddy Rich could actually just take the sticks and roll around on the rim of the snare drum. He was actually on The Muppet Show one time, and they kind of did a little comedy spoof where he just walked around with sticks just hitting on everything.
Yeah.
He played on Fozzie's head, and he played on Gonzo's nose and all kind of stuff.
So a total of, what, 9 things to hit total?
Pretty much.
And Neil Peart has 9 things, I think, near his left leg.
Yeah, yeah. Peart can spin in a 360-degree circle.
And there's something to hit
And there's something to hit everywhere.
No
so.
Kidding.
The next guy we're going to talk about, I just touched on it here. His name was Ronald Thomas Varell. Ever heard of him?
Yeah, you brought him up in the show that we did on fake bands. I can tell you who he is if you want me to.
Who is he?
Animal.
That's right. He is Animal from The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
Frank Oz was actually the Muppeteer, if you will, that controlled Animal's movement and voice, but somebody had to play the drums.
Sure.
Ronnie Varell was the man behind the curtain giving Animal all those great solos. A lot of times what would happen is they would invite a guest like Buddy Rich who would do a drum battle with Animal. Actually, found a video of Buddy Rich and Animal battling it out in a drum battle. So this is going to be one of those battles. It's where Harry Belafonte was on the show. You know Harry Belafonte.
Sure.
Day-o,
that's right.
Day-o. He's playing a traditional African tribal drum with two giant sticks.
Yeah.
And he and Animal are going to trade back and forth in a nice little comedic drum battle. Animal, Ronnie Varell, Rock School. Battle right there from Animal and Harry Belafonte.
With a Muppet.
Did you notice at the end when they started playing together and the crowd applauded and then Animal got so excited that he let out one of those Animal screams?
Well, Frank Oz did.
Right.
You know, Muppets can't talk.
That was actually a cue to Ronnie Varell to go home.
Oh, because he's off stage. He can't see.
Exactly.
Okay.
So while everyone thinks, oh, that's just Animal being Animal, no, that's Frank Oz letting Ronnie Varell know we're going to go ahead and end the song right here.
Let's start playing in unison. We need to bring this home.
Exactly, because they start playing the boom, bop, bop, boom, bop, bop, boom.
Got
boom.
It.
So let's go ahead and stay in the mode of drum battling. And here's a shift for you. We're going from the Muppets to Godsmack.
Godsmack?
Yes, sir.
Following the Muppets with Godsmack?
It only seems fitting
we
do that.
Sure, now that I think about it, why wouldn't we?
The Godsmack drummer's name is Shannon Larkin, but we're not talking about him. We're talking about the Godsmack frontman. His name is Sully Erna. Started playing drums, get this, at age 3.
Yeah, my son plays. If it just hitting something means playing drums, my son's been playing drums since he was 9 months old.
There you go.
Yeah, see?
Sully Erna actually played drums for 23 years and then decided, I'd rather be a lead man.
Okay.
So he formed this band, Godsmack.
Yeah.
But he still loves to play drums. So much, in fact, that every Godsmack show, they do a piece called the Batalla de los Tambores.
The Battle of the Tambourines, Battle of the
basically something
tom-toms.
Like that. I don't know why they decided to put it in Spanish, but it's a drum war is what it is.
Okay.
It's a Godsmack drum war. It starts off with Shannon Larkin playing his drums. The bass guitarist and the lead guitarist are also playing, and Sully Erna sneaks off stage. They then bring him out on a 360-degree drum apparatus on wheels. Half of it has a standard Pearl set, and the other half has bongo drums.
Uh-huh.
And these guys proceed for a good 8.5 to 9 minutes, just blow you away with the things that they can do. We're going to play about 5 minutes of it because we can't play the whole thing. You listen to Sully Erna on the bongos, and then at the end, listen to the tributes that they make to Led Zeppelin, Rush, and Aerosmith.
Excellent.
It's the Batalla de los Tambores on Rock School.
You know, there's something to a drummer that not only is precise and fast, but hits hard.
Oh, yeah.
And these guys, that you, the last two guys that you played, Godsmack, they hit hard.
Well, he's got to be hitting hard.
Yeah,
I mean, he's playing a bongo drum with his hands.
Oh, yeah. And Dave Grohl hits hard.
Mm-hmm.
Chad Smith hits hard.
Mm-hmm.
There's something that you can just feel like a guitarist. You can tell when they strike the strings. There's a strength to how hard it hits. And with a drummer, there's a drive. Some drummers have it. Some drummers don't.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys seem to have it.
And I'm a firm believer in hitting hard. I wasn't taught by a drum teacher. I didn't take music lessons whenever I was in school. I self-taught myself.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I played with a couple of guys who had taken lessons, they would kind of get on to me. Why do you bring that stick so far up whenever you're going to strike that snare? So, because I like to play hard. But you can play hard without bringing your stick up so high. That's how I was taught in school. I didn't take lessons in school. So
right.
I'm a firm believer. If the harder you hit, the better it is.
Yeah, my education never got in the way of my being a decent musician.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. We got to take a break right now, but you just hit a name, and I'm not going to reveal which one it is, but when we come back, we're going to talk about a guy who Ford Magazine named the number one rock drummer alive.
Not bad.
And get this, he beat Neil Peart for the title.
Really?
I'll tell you who it is as soon as we get back. 60 seconds. Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Thank you for running this fine, fine radio program.
Hi, KLSU. Thank you for running the radio program. And of course, iTunes. iTunes, get us on iTunes. Rock School.
This is Rock School, and following the post-Saints Super Bowl victory party, Doc has decided to kind of take a break from doing some research, said, here you go, kid, fill in some hours.
Kid.
So I got it. Yeah, yeah, kiddo.
Kiddo.
So we're talking today about Chad's favorite drummers. Before the break, we talked about a drummer who Ford Magazine named the number one rock drummer alive.
Yeah.
He narrowly beat out Neil Peart of Rush in May of 2006
when
article came out. Well, I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
He looks like Will Ferrell.
Oh, the guy for Chickenfoot, Chad Smith.
Chad Smith, drummer
yep.
for Red Hot Chili Peppers and Chickenfoot, like you said. He has been around for a long, long time. He joined the Chili Peppers in 1989 after their regular drummer, Jack Irons, left. Irons actually left because he said he didn't want to be a part of a group where his friends died. He was talking about Hillel Slovak.
That's right, from heroin.
He died from heroin.
Right.
He said, I don't want to be a part of anything where people die. So he left and they brought Chad Smith in.
You can't really fault the guy for that.
Well, I mean, I understand that.
If a band's going to put you around heroin and you're afraid it's going to kill you, getting out isn't the dumbest thing in the world.
Maybe, but look at all the success that Chad Smith has had.
I guess.
Smith was referred to the band from a friend. She described him as being so proficient with drums that he ate drums for breakfast.
Okay.
He's the drummer for Chickenfoot, which is the supergroup consisting of...
Well, a guy from Van Halen, Michael Anthony, of course. Sammy
Hagar,
and everybody's favorite guitarist...
Joe Satriani.
You betcha.
All right, so what does Chad Smith like to do in his spare time?
I don't know, flower arranging.
He gets warped. Rock School.
Oh! Oh, you tried to get all disc jockey. What does he like to do?
Yeah.
He gets warped.
I have no idea what that means.
All disc jockey.
I realized it right after I looked at the title of the song. I was like, oh, wait a minute. That might not be a good thing.
No, that didn't come out clean. But, you know, disc jockey still. Hey, bottom of the hour, huh?
Oh,
let's
yeah.
do this. Are you going to do Monday still? You going to stay in the same rotation?
Yeah, let's keep it the same.
All right, I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
And Chad's running the show today. But this is 7 days and 70 seconds for Monday, February 8th, all the way through Sunday, February 14th. Quick break. Tell you what happened on these dates way back when. Chad has Monday. Go.
February 8th, back in 1990, rock and roll singer Del Shannon died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound at age 55 in Santa Clarita, California.
Sad when it gets to that point. Tuesday, February 9th, 35 years ago, the Sonny and Cher show debuts on TV.
And the world was never the same. February 10th, 5 years ago in 2005, Courtney Love reaches a plea agreement on her weapon and drug possession charges in Los Angeles.
A plea agreement. Get out of my courtroom. Thursday, February 11th, 10 years ago, a troubled gunman opens fire at an Isley Brothers concert in Los Angeles. Police have to shoot and kill the suspect, and the concert is stopped, of course.
Friday, February 12th, in 1965, Beatle Ringo Starr weds Maureen Cox in England. Maureen was 18!
Yeah, oops. 60 years ago, February 13th, that's a Saturday this year, Genesis lead singer Peter Gabriel is born in England. And wrapping up the week, Sunday, February 14th, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Kiss kicks off what is billed as their farewell tour.
Yeah,
it was their first farewell tour. So, back to the drummers. Who are we playing?
Well, I'll give you a riddle.
Okay.
What has one thumb and rocks out?
Oh, God. It's the guy from Def Leppard.
Rick Allen! Pour some sugar on me! Rock school!
Step inside! Walk this way! You and me, babe! Hey, hey!
You know, as we're playing that song, I'm kind of thinking back, and do you think that I did that intro in poor taste?
Well, we didn't do the payoff.
What's the payoff?
The payoff is, you know, what has one thumb and likes to rock? This guy.
And you point to yourself?
You point one thumb at yourself, and I didn't do the payoff.
Because I would in no way, shape, or form make fun of anyone's injury like
not
that.
Not of the Thunder God.
Rick Allen is absolutely amazing. The things that he does with his feet to make up for what he can't do with the other arm.
Oh, I agree. And he has a non-profit group that actually helps one-armed drummers.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly enough, that there are that many one-armed drummers. I'm not kidding. There really is a group that he helps with one-armed drummers.
He's still rocking to this day, even after his accident in 1984.
All right, now let me.
You
I'm going to do
my
what
notes,
you
didn't
do.
You?
Yeah, right there it is. Hot for Teacher.
That's right.
By Van Halen.
Alex Van Halen is one of my favorite drummers, and the reason that I like him. It's kind of an odd reason, but you know how when you're not quite familiar with a group, but you could kind of pick up on them by just hearing, oh, that's the singer's voice of such and such.
Yeah.
Oh, I recognize that guitar. Slash. You can recognize a Slash solo even if it's not with Guns N' Roses.
I'm with you.
I could recognize a Van Halen song before I became very familiar with them by listening to the snare drum.
It doesn't go... It goes toon.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. So that's kind of what drew me to Alex Van Halen.
Right.
But I want to spotlight this song right here. I mean, this thing is a drummer's
nightmare.
Dream or nightmare.
Yeah.
Hot for Teacher, the intro. How in the world does he do it?
It can't be one take.
It's not.
It's not.
We're going to break it down. We're going to break it down right here.
Because I've seen them play it live in concert, and what he plays in concert is not.
No.
What you hear on the record.
Before we kick it off, I'm going to just tell you that the beat is a standard blues beat.
Okay.
Played really, really fast.
Okay. All right.
Just
break it down, brother.
All right. So it starts right here, and this is overdubbed in the studio. Hear it?
I do.
You'll be able to hear when the kick drums kick in. There they are.
Okay.
Throw in a little bit of toms.
Mm-hmm.
Playing around with that. And we're off. You hear the blues beat? You hear
Double
the
time.
Really fast blues beat?
I do.
Are you hot for teacher?
I am.
Alex Van Halen, Rock School!
All right, the Saints win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
I picked the number one song that the Who's going to play at halftime, and we get to play Van Halen.
Good, good day for the doc, huh?
It's a straightaway good day, huh? And over half the kids showed up for my class on the first day.
Muy bien.
Muy bien. All right.
This is Rock School. We're talking about Chad's favorite drummers. We got to take a quick pause for the cause, but when we come back, this is the musician that I have dubbed as the musician with the Midas touch.
He
can
touches
you do it?
Oh, it goes, I'm going to assume it's Dave Grohl.
It is Dave Grohl.
Because you never shut up when Dave Grohl actually plays. I can never get ready for the next song because you're constantly going, listen, listen how he hits this. Listen how he hits this. It's like when I play Van Halen.
I happen to like Dave Grohl.
No kidding. I've learned that.
You don't have to go all off on that.
Hello, Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Radio Universidad, to be specific.
Hello, WBSD. Thank you for listening to the doc ridicule me about Dave Grohl.
Listen to it again. Run it back. Run it back. Listen to it again. Back in a minute. Rock School.
Welcome back to Rock School. Here's Dave Grohl.
No, no, don't do that.
don't
take your radio show and go home.
I'm not. Okay, go Dave on. Grohl, former drummer for Nirvana, lead singer for the Foo Fighters, which he started in 94 after Kurt Cobain's death. I mean, what is there to say? The guy can do it all. He can play drums, guitar. He can sing. He plays piano. He plays bass.
He produces.
He was a session musician for Killing Joke, Tenacious D, Nine Inch Nails, and The Prodigy.
I mean, right. Everything he touches turns to gold records.
Pretty much. Now, he's actually credited with rhythm guitar, vocals, and drums on the studio recording of this song. We're going to play My Hero. I don't know what they do in concert. I've never seen them. Taylor Hawkins is the Foo Fighters drummer, but my absolute favorite Foo Fighters song is My Hero, and it sounds like this. Dave Grohl on Rock School. Dave Grohl, My Hero. I'm actually using that track to make a Super Bowl Saints highlights package, and I'm going to use My Hero.
You want to hear something weird?
Go ahead.
It's the first time I've ever heard that song.
Are you serious?
The Foo Fighters to me are a download band. I don't own one Foo Fighters album. Like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, mm-hmm. to me, they're a download band. I download their hits, but past the hits, they don't really do a tremendous amount for me.
So it's really
the first time I've heard that tune.
I love that song. It's just full of great drums.
Yep.
Moving right along, Chad's favorite drummers. This is not exactly a favorite drummer of mine, but he's the drummer for my favorite band, so he automatically gets to walk onto the list.
Okay, I know who it is.
Who is it?
The guy from Lit.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
Schellenberger. Schellenberger.
Alan
right.
Schellenberger. Now, here's the part where it gets serious. This is a stat that I absolutely hate to give. 1970 to 2009.
39 years old.
He died on August 13th, 2009, from a malignant brain tumor. He died from the same thing that killed Senator Ted Kennedy.
Oh, okay.
He was with Lit for 20 years since their debut in 1989. They have since replaced him, but there was a while there to where they just stopped touring altogether. I mean, this guy was with them from the beginning.
Well, you have to make a decision as a band. Is this something we continue to do? You almost have to take the into account, what would Alan have wanted us to do? And mm-hmm. you have to believe, hey, look at this thing I've built.
Yep.
With 20 years with the band. Do
Absolutely.
I want it all to perish right here?
Absolutely.
If it were me, you know, you make that statement, if it were me, you know,
right.
But we're not actually dealing with such a travesty in our existence. But I'd like to think I would look at the other people in the band and say, don't let this thing I've built die
exactly.
along with me.
I totally agree.
You would think we would be smart enough to say, let it go on.
Easily their number one hit, released sometime in 94 or 95. The year escapes me, but here's Lit, My Own Worst Enemy.
Yeah, man.
It's right here on Rock School. Yeah, this is Rock School, my favorite band with my favorite song. Alan Schellenberger right there, the drummer of Lit. We got time for one more. There's several on the list that I couldn't get to. Danny Carey from Tool and Eric Kretz from the Stone Temple Pilots. But mm-hmm. we'll go ahead and end with this guy because I do want to point out that this drummer basically it goes like this. Who says you need a fancy drum kit? This guy plays on the stool that he sits on.
Yeah, I would think with drums, if you can smack it,
if you can hit it, it'll make a noise. Exactly.
Sure. In Van Halen's Dirty Water Dog, no one knows it because it's off Van Halen 3 with mm-hmm. Gary Cherone as singer. The counter rhythm is played by a broom. The part's going shka-chka-chka-chka-chka-chka. They have a cement floor and they're pushing a broom against
whatever
it.
Whatever works.
Whatever makes the noise.
This is Ron Welty. He's the drummer for The Offspring, at least he was, in 1986 to 2003. And this is called Come Out and Play. It's from their album Smash, which is it's just chock full of various speed songs. They can go really fast, they can go really slow, and this guy can do it all. So again, who says you need a fancy drum kit? Just bang on the stool. That does it for us. That's My Favorite Drummers. I'm Chad P.
I'm Joe Burns.
And I get to say this. Class cool. is dismissed.
You gotta keep them separated.